This is It Takes Two. We're going to get back to Mr. Fix-It in just a moment here on KFGO, but Mackenzie Olson has joined us from Epic Companies. Hello, Mackenzie.
Hello.
Speaking of building things and keeping up properties, that's what you guys do best over there at Epic Companies, and 2020 looks like it's going to be pretty epic for you.
Yeah, that's for sure. We had a great 2019. We were able to open Pioneer Place in downtown West Fargo. We made some great progress on the lights at Cheyenne 32, which will open here. That's our first project to open this year of 2020. And at the end of 2019, we also announced some new developments with our Epic Gateway, and that project's going to start construction this spring. So it feels like things are moving along quite fast. So for 2020, we have the lights opening in March. We have Area 57 that'll open in June, which is in Bismarck. And then we have UJ Place opening in September. And then in the midst of that, we're going to start building The Firm in downtown West Fargo. We're going to start building Vanay in Moorhead, Epic Gateway in downtown Fargo, and then with Greeley Center in Horace. So we have quite a few things going on. Just seems like a lot when you think about it. But you always have your sights set, I guess, on 2020 being the new decade and keep things pushing along.
Well, we had a conversation a couple months ago about how people can start to consider those leases in places like the lights. So are you putting on a hard hat and showing people around at all yet?
Yeah, you actually don't have to wear a hard hat out there now. We're to that.
What?
We got the clearance, right? We got the clearance. You don't even have to have a hard hat or a vest. But it's definitely still a construction zone, but with the deadline approaching here in 7 weeks, it would be about approximately, it's getting to the point where it's kind of crunch time. So you're able to, for the commercial tenants, we've been able to show those spaces and those people are able to sign on. We are offering a fit-up allowance, and we have about approximately 10,000 square feet of space on the second floor available, and then we have first floor space available as well with Bar Down, the boutique, the nutrition shop, the salon and photography studio all opening here in March. And then we have 49 residential units in that building that we're leasing now that will also open in March. So we've been doing a ton of residential tours. The units are so amazing. They have high ceilings. They have quartz countertops, backsplash, views overlooking West Fargo Plaza. They include internet. They have underground parking with a parking ramp in the skyways. There's just a lot to offer at the lights. So it's been very exciting for us to take people through it.
Cool. And same thing for Area 57, right?
Yep, it's very similar. Area 57 is a little bit of a smaller concept for the first building because there's two buildings we're building at once, so why not go big out there? Let's get two done right away. So we have about 20,000 total square feet of commercial space, and then we have about 50 units between the two buildings out there. So we've been leasing commercial space. We actually just signed a 3,000 square foot lease out there last week, which is exciting. So we have about 7,000 square feet leased out there with about 13,000 to go. And then we're doing the wait list for the residential units. So lots going on in Bismarck as well.
Very cool. Epic Companies. You guys have so much stuff going on all the time. It seems like you're releasing a new virtual tour of these buildings every single day. And if you want to check that out, you go to epiccompaniesnd.com and stay up to date with all that cool stuff. I also heard rave reviews about the ice sculpting that took place over there at Pioneer
yes.
Place.
If you haven't been to downtown West Fargo or drove through or stopped by, you need to go see the ice sculpting. They are amazing. They're up at the POW MIA Plaza, and it's also open. If you have your skates, bring them out. Check out the skating rink. But they look so stunning. And there's just a lot of things going on down there, too, with Frostival coming up here on the 18th. That'll happen out there with the sled parade, hot cocoa cook-off, bunch of unique things. So haven't been down there, you need to go.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Yeah. Hey, you can visit them at epiccompaniesnd.com.